Okay. Check, check. Check, check.
Top of the morning to you, April.
Top of the damn morning to you. How are you? How are you, Grace? What's up?
I'm good. I'm celebrating Eastern Orthodox St. Patrick's Day.
What are the traditions that go with that? Not really my culture.
Have you heard of shawarma?
Yes, but I have a feeling we might be talking about different shawarmas.
It's like a haggis shawarma. So it's pretty much just like a shawarma sandwich, but instead of in like a pita, it's in a goat's intestine or a sheep's intestine.
Oh, sure.
So it's pretty much that. Also, the leprechauns have a lot more chest hair. And they're more homosexual, but they also have wives, like in a Greek sense.
Sure.
This is my first, since converting to Eastern Orthodox, Judeo-Christianity, this is my first time celebrating this, so I'm trying to kind of go all in. Also, you're supposed to wear all black, no green, actually. You wear all black.
It's interesting that they call it St. Patrick's Day still. Is there any connection to the other St. Patrick's Day, which is traditionally like associated with Ireland and Irish people?
Yes, actually, they believe this is also in celebration of the Irish Saint Patrick. They just believe he was African American. So,
they believe that, yes. Well, that makes sense to me.
They believe he actually, you know, the current season of Doctor Who has the first ever main character Black Doctor, and that is based off of the Eastern Orthodox understanding of who St. Patrick was, except a British take on him. Because the Eastern Orthodox...
I don't really know about that. I don't really know about Doctor Who, and I also don't really know about Eastern Orthodox. I don't really know about anything.
Some
people are probably wondering, if she doesn't know about anything, why is she doing a podcast where she talks about things all the time? Good question.
Because you're learning.
Yeah,
I always kind of view myself as your teacher.
Thank you.
Like, it's I'm homeschooling you. And it just happens to be in your own apartment, you know, like it's like you didn't get your GED. So now as an adult, I'm kind of like bringing just kind of like a pop. I'm like a pop culture Miss Frizzle,
I kind of wish I'd been homeschooled.
And you're
lately.
You're in my magical school Prius. And
it's a Prius.
Yeah. And and I'm showing you. Stuff that was popular on Tumblr when you were instead taking college level women and gender studies courses. So basically, we're moving on to Supernatural, the Supernatural unit next week. And
I'm excited for that.
I'm kind of worried about that, actually.
Why?
Because every other people I've had has killed themselves around season 12. So
it's about the show.
The show Supernatural, yeah. And we watch it in its entirety.
I wasn't sure from the syllabus. I kind of thought it was about like ghosts and stuff.
Oh, like yeah. A lot of people think it's about ghosts and stuff. And the show is about ghosts and stuff.
Actually never watched that show in my life.
Through a mid-2000s CW lens.
Have you watched that show?
Have I watched the show Supernatural? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not like a fan of it, but I've had to watch it. Like, you know, I've been like hanging out with someone. And
they're like gay? It's about like two gay guys?
It's about like...
like see ghosts or something?
Basically, it's about these two gay guys...
I couldn't tell you what it's about.
Who are, I think, stepbrothers. And
they're like... Yeah.
And they have a stepfather. I think all of the like stepbrother and then obviously stepmother, stepsister.
Three tickets to Challengers, please.
Yeah. Oh wow. Wow. You got me. Sorry, I'm on a new mood stabilizer where I scream instead of laugh when I find something funny.
A mom and a dad and their toddler. Three tickets to Challengers, please.
I was thinking about that all weekend because I saw someone.
You were thinking about a mom and a dad and a toddler having sex like all weekend? Who's the Zendaya character in your fantasy about the mom and the dad and is it the toddler? It's the mom. That's probably the most appropriate version.
It's the mom, right?
Right. So the dad and the toddler kiss over the mom.
Freudian, yeah.
Right.
It's if the toddler's a boy, it's the mom for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I was thinking about that because somebody brought their kid to Challengers. And I was like, I don't think you can do that in an okay way. Like,
why not?
And they stayed the whole time. It's like a 10-year-old.
Who brought their kid to Challengers? Wait, did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, who brought their kid to Challengers?
I don't know. Someone tweeted that there was like a 10-year-old at their Challengers screening, and the only time that they said anything out loud was when like a racket broke, and they were like, "This music movie's confusing."
Well, maybe they were just watching for the tennis stuff. Maybe they're an aspiring pro tennis player.
That could be the case. Yeah,
and they were closing their eyes for all of the threesome stuff.
Imagine your kid really wants to be a pizza delivery driver, and the only movies you know that have that are like hardcore pornos. So you're like, so you have to show them that because they're just like autistically obsessed with that. And it's like if your kid was into trains and the only movies or TV shows with trains in them, it also included anal sex.
Wow. Yeah, I don't watch porn for the sex. I just watch it because I'm trying to get better at my job as a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah, you're trying to make sure that doesn't happen to you.
Right.
Because that would actually make you a lot worse.
All porn videos are actually also workplace safety videos for Pizza Hut. At Pizza Hut, when you get hired as a delivery driver, they make you watch a series of porn videos where the pizza guy ends up fucking various people. It's a cautionary tale.
When they ask if they can pay you with a blowjob, the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is always no.
It's not. You can't do that.
Right.
Because
how is that going to be profitable for Pizza Hut's corporate structure, right?
Yeah, and also then you go home with empty pockets and an empty cock.
Also, you know, it's one thing if they tip you with a blowjob.
Yes, yeah.
But they have to pay the full price of the pizza as well. Otherwise, you know, you're putting your job on the line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, do you want to have to cover that?
Right. I mean, and that's a word of advice to consumers as well. You know, these days kids watch so much porn, they probably think you don't even have to pay for pizza. You can just offer a blowjob to get the pizza for free. Mm-hmm. No, because you're putting that driver, a minimum wage worker, on you're putting their job on the line. And if you care about labor, you should pay for the pizza and offer the blowjob.
And if there are less drivers than supply and demand, it'll cost more. Like if more drivers are fired, supply and demand, it'll cost more to get your pizza delivered. And so eventually these drivers will be so powerful, they're not going to just want a blowjob. They're going to want to be able to come in you raw.
Right. I mean, and you know, these drivers, for me, it's a political question, right? It's a political issue because these drivers, these are guys who, you know, are probably in hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt from their college degrees in pizza delivery.
Well, I think you call that
now
data.
You're asking them.
Those are called data analysis now. 20 years ago, you would have called it pizza delivery, but now it's like machine learning. You know, because you're learning how to drive the machine of a car to then deliver the pizzas.
So anyways, these guys, they're in, you know, deep in debt to the government or wherever else you may have borrowed money from to pay for school. There are a lot of options. The government will tell you they're the only ones. Oh, well, and private loans. But there's also, you know, there's other kinds of loans, obviously. Maybe you're in debt to the mob or to
a beautiful or ugly, maybe older woman. I
or
guess
some
probably
kind of creature.
Different interest rates. Yeah, creatures.
Right.
Possibly like a large toad, a large rich toad in some sort of a bog, you know? And I, you know, I think a lot of these guys are doing something. They're not even thinking about it. They're taking these loans out from these bog toads, these swamp witches. And what are they giving as collateral?
Right.
Their virginity.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I guess it's up for debate if a BJ means you've cashed in that V card. But if you're, I think if it's a BJ with a handy, you certainly have. Right? Right? I mean, I think that like.
You think BJ with a handy is virginity?
Hand plus mouth equals vagina that you're coming in. Essentially. At least metaphorically.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Because
the
hand is the vagina and the mouth is the deeper.
You know what I think? People, you know, there's a certain sect of like queer people that really pushed for like broadening the definition of sex to include
of losing your virginity
kinds,
if like
all kinds of things. So it's like
like a deep look into the eyes.
Yeah, you know, like heavy petting is sex. Like dry humping is sex now. Oh, making out can be sex. A hand job can be sex. And the reason they do that is because it's so lesbians can feel like they're also having sex. And here's my thing, though. You know,
I think your tongue has to hit the back wall.
Yeah, that's definitely one take.
But what's your thing?
We can come back to your thing. My thing is that, you know, why are you maybe we could just be okay with saying that most lesbians have never technically had sex.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Wouldn't that be the radical thing to say that, you know, lesbian sex isn't sex? Who fucking cares? Why do we have to redefine sex to include, you know, two women touching each other's
boobies,
touching each other's, like, you know, holding each other and laying down for a few hours. Why do we have to broaden our definition of sex to include two women saying nice things to each other?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe lesbians have never had sex, and maybe that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think Ellen DeGeneres has probably never had sex, and she's one of my favorite virgins.
And that's fine. You know, I think as queer people, we're obsessed with saying like, no, we have had sex. We are exactly like straight people, right? We also have sex. Maybe we don't.
Yeah.
You know? And
maybe
who cares?
We could come up with a new name for it. Like, oh, there's not a good one. I don't think there's a good one for this. I was going to say like sloshing, but I don't think that's good. I think that's bad.
Well, and here would be one of many benefits of just admitting that most queer people have never had sex. The benefit would be that, you know, when conservatives say, oh, gay people are going to hell for having gay sex, we can respond, no, we've never had sex. None of us have ever had sex.
Yeah.
We're all virgins. So maybe you're going to hell for having premarital sex with your high school girlfriend.
That's so interesting. Because there are like a lot of like, I mean, we've talked about soaking on the show, but there is also like
What about lesbian soaking?
About lesbian soaking? Well, there was actually on our Discord, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/girlgod. There was a discussion of it.
Oh, really?
There was an actual of what lesbian soaking would be, and someone said it would just be scissoring and not moving. I disagree. It's tongue in there and not moving, or tongue in there and like bouncing around. What do you think?
I disagree. I think it's being in the same room as another woman alone. I think lesbian soaking is any time you and another woman sit side by side.
Okay.
And just chill.
Okay.
You know?
I think lesbian soaking is when you text a girl that you're like talking to, like, I was just thinking about you, or even just like...
No, but it can't be that, because soaking, by definition, you're not acknowledging each other, right?
Oh,
there's no
true,
initiative.
Yeah.
There's no initiative.
So you're not even looking at each other?
In heterosexual soaking, the idea is like, oh, we both just happen to be here. We're not having sex. No one is active. Right?
Oh, so
it's totally
when I'm in
passive.
A group chat with another dyke,
totally.
That's soaking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
That's lesbian soaking.
That's lesbian soaking. For gay guys, it's hitting it raw. Because gay guys do that anyways in the space. So it's not
active. They would be humping either way. They would just be humping the air.
Right. Right, right, right. Yeah. And honestly, straight people could take that to heart, you know. If a Mormon man walked around air humping all the time, then he would have an excuse that holds up in God's eyes if he were to soak and hump a woman. And then God would say, hey, you had premarital sex with this girl. And he could say, no, I always hump. She just happened to be there.
I think God wouldn't even like say that. You would get, he would, like the Mormon would get up to heaven and God would be in like sunglasses and give him a high five and be like, you figured it out, brother.
Right.
Great job. You know?
I do love the idea of a God that creates a bunch of rules just to see if you can get around them.
I mean, I like the idea of...
That's so cool.
...of the Bible
me.
And other divine texts as, like, moral puzzles. You
yes.
know?
That, like, right.
You have to figure out, like a spiritual puzzle box to
right.
get into heaven while also
when you,
just behaving like how you want
you
to.
When you do soaking, you're not pulling a fast one in the eyes of God. You actually solved the divine puzzle that he set out for you to crack.
Every time you soak, it's like adding a day to your moral, spiritual wordle streak.
Right.
You know, you've like cracked another day of it.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like if someone else cuts the lines, it's not relapsing.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the eyes of God.
Because you have to clean them up some way. And if.
Right.
You know, and why did God give you a nose if not to be a natural vacuum?
Right.
The nose is God's vacuum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I say something about that I was thinking about the other day? Have you ever heard I feel like this is a trope that I've heard. And before you ask, no, I can't actually name a source on this, but I do feel like there's a trope that's like, I knew I was an addict because like, or like I was crawling around on the ground looking for pills that I had dropped under the couch or something, or like looking for like my vial of cocaine. I was crawling around on my bedroom floor under the desk. I just want to say, I would get on the ground and look for pretty much anything that I dropped.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's really a good example of, oh, I knew I was an addict when I was crawling around on the ground looking for my possession that I spent a lot of money on.
Yes,
because
yeah.
I would do that for possessions that I spent a lot less money on.
Yeah, I mean, I did that earlier today for a lithium,
right.
And I don't necessarily even love the effects of that.
Right.
You know, I was just that's just a medication that I take, and I also like for the record, when I was using really heavy, sometimes I would lose something and I would just accept it. You know, right. Like, or I would like drop like a canister or whatever, and it would just be like, oh, I guess that's way under the couch, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't so, like, and I still right. think I was, I yeah, I think that's like not a good.
So now you're an addict if you're rational?
A lot of people, I mean, everybody's sobriety is different.
Yeah, sure.
Now you're an addict if you, or you're not an addict if you're not going to go crazy about something,
right.
Or if you're lazy. Right. I'm just a lazy addict, you know?
Oh, I'm an addict. You're an addict if you're budgeting for drugs. I budget for everything. Who cares?
Yeah.
I budget for groceries. Am I addicted to those? I just don't think those are good bars for when you know you have a problem. Anyhow, that's just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like... that also is one of those things where usually when somebody says that, they're just talking about how they like had to tone back, or like it's like a funny little story, you know?
Sure.
Like the real, it's not one of those stories where people would be like, oh my God, are you okay? You know, like
right.
in real, it's like almost like a story to say for. It's like a party trick, you know? Like, and by that I mean, like, there are certain store, like, little things that people trot out that are, like, it's the trick isn't, like, to wow someone with, like, humor or with magic, but, like, with, like, something that they
okay,
feel
where, yeah, where are you
like
going
they
now?
Should empathize with. It's, like, empathy. It's, like, an empathy display. You know, to get
sure.
someone to empathize with you, you know? When it's not necessarily something that, like, is a huge deal, you know? Like a story about how you almost got mugged. Like, what do you mean you almost got mugged? Almost all of those stories are like, oh, you were... someone, like, said hello to you that, like, in a weird way or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you thought you were being followed, but then guess what? You weren't. Like, it's
I
like
go,
one of those
yeah.
stories.
I go around and I almost mug people just to give them something to talk about.
But
anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
I had a big thing happen.
What?
I learned about a day I didn't know about.
Tuesday?
No, Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
All these years, I just thought Tuesday was 48 hours.
Huh.
Because it's like two days.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know?
Right.
And so now...
And it's kind of a double meaning because it's also the second day.
And it's also the second day.
And then Thursday is the third day. So it
yeah.
totally makes sense why you would think that.
And now I'm finding out that Thursday is the fourth day. Tuesday doesn't mean two at all. And Wednesday is apparently not about marrying the rapper Nas at all. And I'm
right.
feeling just really discombobulated, you know?
Yeah.
Right,
that's got to be life-changing.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot culturally, you know, I think a lot of queer people do not really recognize Wednesday.
Sure.
And I think it's because it's in the middle of the week, and I think it's just because of the biphobia ingrained into our community.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Wednesdays in the middle, bisexuals are in the middle.
Right.
You know, it can't decide. It's called, I found out recently, it's called hump day. You know, bi girls
bisexuals
are always fucking
doing,
men.
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, you know, that's really hard to see that, like, I was kind of a part of this bi erasure of the day Wednesday, and I didn't even
right.
know I was.
Right. Wow. Well, that's why we need movies like Challengers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
To popularize and promote bisexual.
Mm. Is Challengers
bisexual
about bisexual though, or is it about force femme?
I don't think it's about force femme.
Because Zendaya makes them kiss, and kissing a man is very feminine.
I think that, I mean, from the Zendaya character perspective, it's actually not bisexual at all. She's just straight for two guys.
Yeah.
She's bisexual and both of the genders are guys, actually.
Is a guy plus a guy kind of a girl? Because that is as many holes as women have. Or even more.
That's when true.
It's as many bottom holes, right?
Having sex with two guys is the same thing as having sex with one girl. That is such a good point, Grace.
Two guys, two buttholes equals one pussy and one butthole that a woman would have.
Right.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. Especially if one of the guys is smaller and tighter.
And I think that definitely is the case in this movie, right?
Yes. Well, odds are if you take two guys, one of them is going to be tighter and smaller than the other.
Everyone's saying that the guys in this movie are hot, like are especially hot. I don't buy it. Buy that.
I actually do kind of agree. Here's the thing. I think it's cool that they pick two guys who, I mean, obviously are like working actors or whatever, but two guys who are, they're not like, neither of them is like,
they're not like gonzo.
Neither of them is like Jacob Elordi. Like Euphoria, hot.
They're more Barry Keegan.
They're like weird looking, normal looking hot guys.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. I'll give you that. If one of my friends.
People love seeing normal people on their TV.
It's more like if one of my friends, like if a girlfriend of mine who's cute had one of them as a boyfriend, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. Not like. I wouldn't be like, wow, what a hottie, you know?
If a girlfriend of yours who you thought was cute had one of them as a boyfriend, you would say that makes sense?
Yeah, like as like a friend of mine who's a girl, like as one of my girlfriends.
Sure, yeah. Trying to explain anything to Grace. Imagine you have a friend and she's really hot, okay? Imagine you know a girl and she's really hot and she's kind of doing something like that. Yeah.
I'm just, but you know what I'm saying. Like when you've got like a girlfriend who's hot and she's got a boyfriend who's not, you're like, But so, and then when you're
trying to explain math to Grace. So imagine there are six beautiful women and for each of them, there are three beautiful women. They each have two beautiful friends. So there's three total women in each group.
Okay.
6 times 3 is 18. There are 18 total beautiful women, Grace. And they're all your friends.
Can I say something, though?
Does that make sense to you
Can
now?
Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
There are way more than 18 total beautiful women, in my opinion.
I know, but this is just an example to help you understand 6 times 3. We're working on our times tables, remember?
I need to work on that, and I also need to work on fractions and percents.
Right.
Because
so imagine...
Lizzo taught me percents.
how did she teach you percents?
Well, she taught, you know, she went over percents with me, but apparently...
There's no joke. She just went over percentages with you.
Apparently, she's not very good at that because she's always going, I'm 100% that bitch, and apparently that wasn't true. So all of the stuff she taught me about percents and fractions, I think, wasn't right.
Oh,
if she was wrong about that. If she was wrong about 100% being 100% that bitch.
Because she's actually Lizzo.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm seeing, so I redid the numbers and apparently she's hardly 5% that bitch.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm right. I'm just going off of, I'm doing cross multipliers and PEMDAS.
So let me explain
fractions
to you. And
by PEMDAS, I mean this like mathematician that I'm fucking who's helping me figure stuff out.
Oh, they're non-binary.
They're not only non-binary, they're using its pronouns. And you know what's crazy? They're 65 years old, which is a red flag for me.
PEMDAS would be a beautiful name for a non-binary woman.
Who's 65 years old.
Yes.
And works at Colgate, which isn't even very much mentioned in media anymore.
Does she work at Colgate?
Yes.
PEMDAS?
Yes.
You're the non-binary mathematician you're fucking?
Who gives me tips on fractions.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And she's always like, oh, I could get you into any graduate program here. And I'm like, honey, you think
at
I want to go? I want to go to Colgate for my graduate school? I don't think so.
Right, because it's like, that's a toothpaste company.
It's also a university.
Right.
It's actually somewhat esteemed now, yes, but not at my level. I'd want to go to at least Pepperdine.
But I just looked up PEMDAS, and they actually teach at Colgate, the company. Oh, not even the university.
So they were freaking lying to me?
They're a mathematician at Colgate, the company, the toothpaste company.
That must be why their teeth are white as hell, even though their pussy is disgusting and old.
Right. Right. Well, that's probably how they, what they probably do for, you know, Colgate needs mathematicians who understand fractions because, you know, they have to say things like 9 out of 10 dentists agree, you know.
That makes so much fucking sense.
That's how mathematicians get involved in toothpaste, right? And I know that fraction is maybe confusing to you, but let me break it down like this, okay? You ask 10 beautiful women what they had for dinner last night.
I've already done that today. Easy. Probably 14. So I've asked 14.
Let's imagine you ask only 10, okay? Okay. Let's imagine you ask only 10.
Okay.
What they had for dinner last night. And 9 of them say, oh, I had a Diet Coke and a handful of carrots, baby carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And one of them says, I actually didn't eat dinner at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're all anorexic, these beautiful women.
Okay.
So imagine, so 9 out of 10 of the beautiful women had baby carrots and Diet Coke for dinner last night. Does that make sense? And that's a fraction.
That means they're anorexic because that's what I eat every night.
Right, but you also eat a lot of other stuff.
That's not true. Where'd you hear that? Well, okay, I eat baby Coke, baby carrots. I drink Diet Coke, and then I eat 6 s'mores campfire cookies.
Right.
But I don't think that... I think the carrots have more calories. But okay.
You think?
So we've got 10. Anyways. They're all anorexic. So what does this mean?
It means that 9 out of 10 women did something. 9 of the 10 women. So 9/10 of the women polled.
8-something. 8.
8.
8, sis.
Not the number 8. No.
But 100% 8. Of them are beautiful.
Yes, and 90% of them, 9 out of 10, had baby carrots and Diet Coke.
Yeah, okay, sick. And that makes and their teeth white.
So now, no. Okay. So now imagine dentists. Now imagine there are 10 dentists.
Okay, there are 10 dentists in there. Beautiful anorexic chicks.
If that helps you, you're welcome to imagine the dentists as...
Can I say something really quick? Really quick?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it when women are anorexic because it would be easier for me to save them in an emergency by picking them up and running away from what is happening, like a shooting or a fire. That's right. The only reason that I like that.
I think that is kind of what a lot of anorexic women actually think about when they are losing weight.
Because, yeah, it might not be good for their health, but it is good for fire safety.
Right. It's a fire safety concern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Anyways, what was I saying?
You were saying that imagine 10 beautiful anorexic dentists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, not quite. I was just saying imagine 10 dentists, but if it helps you to imagine them as beautiful anorexic women,
so you are. So it does help me. So you are saying imagine 10 beautiful anorexic dentists.
Well, yes. Long term, I'd like us to work on imagining regular dentists.
Oh, they're so ugly.
Are they making new dentists? Are people going into dentistry these days?
I probably not, right? Like, you're just looking down the barrel of the gun of our next, you know, 100 years as a society. Why do you want to get into the teeth? Although, post-apocalypse, probably a good time to be a dentist. You don't have to... Yeah, because you don't
have... No one has any money. How are they going to afford...
But they still need dentist shit.
Your trumped up charges.
You wouldn't be trumping up. You'd be a cool guy who's just doing dentist shit on the road.
But there are very few dentists who are like that. I'm pretty sure what they teach you in dental school is... a lot of it is how to lie about when someone needs a root canal, mm-hmm. and how to not quite administer enough anesthesia when you're putting in a crown.
I think that's true. You seem to really hate dentists. You should go to Larchmont Dental.
Is that where you go?
That's where I go. My doctor rocks.
Larchmont Dental? I've never had a
Armenian guy, and he's nice.
That's awesome. That's good.
I think he's Armenian. I'm not sure, but if he is, congratulations. Well, actually, not congratulations. I mean, but somber reflections on
being an Armenian man.
On the Day of Remembrance. No, they had their Genocide Remembrance Day last week, and I hope
it was
fun.
Last week.
I don't know if they celebrate. I saw some celebrating. Well, maybe they're celebrating that they're still here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's
we should 10. Get your dentist on the show.
Yo, I bet he would do it. He's a chill guy.
That'd be cool. I'd like to talk to a chill dentist. I would go to the dentist if I could kind of combine it with work.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it on the show, and that mm-hmm. way it'd be like I would save kind of a few hours of my time.
Yeah. We could I wonder if he could work on both of our teeth at the same time while being interviewed.
Couples dentistry, does that exist?
I'll Google it.
How come it's only ever like couples massage? What if you and a friend want to get dental work done at the same time?
I'm not seeing really couples dentistry.
I think there could be an industry for that. I think that's a $1 million idea right there, actually. People hate going to the dentist. What if you and a friend could book simultaneous appointments?
That'd be sick. I would go. I would do that easily. But would I pick you? You're up there. I think you're in the top five selection of people that I would pick to get my dentistry with. I think Nicole mm-hmm. would be fun.
Okay.
Like, I think you would be fun too, but I think that, like,
sure,
like, it'd be fun to see, like, Nicole, like, flirt with the dentist. I think she'd flirt with the dentist. I think that'd be funny.
Oh yeah, okay, so you're just gonna kind of rank your friends that no one listening to the show has met.
I'm not
and how good they would be to go to the dentist.
Yeah, I mean, at this specific thing, yeah, I think you, I mean, I enjoy spending time with you, so you'd be number two.
You don't think I'd be fun to go to the dentist with?
Yes, you would be fun to go to. I'm just saying, what I think, gun to my head, which of my friends do I think would be most fun to go to the dentist with? Nicole.
You would, essentially what you're saying is you'd like to whore out your friend to the dentist yes. for your own amusement.
That's
and you
not.
Don't, I'm number two because I wouldn't be sexually open to the dentist. But you'd rather bring Nicole to the dentist because you think that she would flirt with the dentist and you would like to watch. Three tickets to Challengers, please. You, Nicole, and the dentist.
Wait. Do I think this is not a sexual thing. I just think that they would hit it off, and I think it would be funny to watch. I wouldn't be getting my freaking rocks off, if that's what you mean.
You just think that they would hit it off.
Yes, and I.
So now you're trying. Now you're trying to matchmake. You're essentially matchmaking.
I think he's got a wife. He wears a wedding ring.
So now you're trying to tempt. You're trying to tempt your chill dentist.
I'm not trying to tempt.
By bringing a young woman into his office.
I just think that, like, it would be a fun interaction. Like, I just think that it would be cool to see. And I think that, like, you two would be fun too, but less flirty.
Yeah, probably, and I guess that's an issue for you.
I just... Isn't it... I'm just saying, I think I would enjoy seeing Nicole interact with him more. I don't think there's anything weird about it. I just think, like...
I'm just a little hung up on this. You would rather bring someone who would hit on the dentist.
I just think it would be more Sex and the City vibes.
What?
It would be more Sex and the City vibes.
So I should start... Would you like it more if I were just hitting on people whenever we went out?
No, because you're more of you're a Charlotte.
A Charlotte?
You're a Charlotte.
What? I'm a Charlotte?
You're a Charlotte.
Okay, you're not even catching what I'm making fun of, which is the pronunciation of Charlotte.
I'm not saying that wrong. I'm saying that right. How could you even say Charlotte wrong? You say it right.
Wait, do you hear it?
Charlotte.
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 It's like an SH sound.
Charlotte.
That's closer, but you're still really kind of hitting the ch.
Charlotte. Charlotte. Charlotte.
Now you're changing the rest of the word.
Charlotte. Charlotte, hi. I'm Grace, and this is my friend, April. She's a Charlotte.
What?
Am I not saying it right? Say it right. Wait, say it right.
It's like Charlotte. Like the word, like an S-H.
Charlotte. Like
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
No, there's no... CH sound at all. I mean, unless I'm actually wrong about the way you pronounce Charlotte, but
shard.
Shard. Yes, like shard.
Charlotte.
Char.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
April, you're Charlotte.
Yes, that I would say that's the correct pronunciation.
April, you're a Charlotte.
Yeah, okay. Do you think I am?
No, I think you're kind of more of a Carrie.
Really?
No, I think you're more of a Miranda.
So now you've said I'm three of the four. So which is it?
I mean, gun to my head.
Yeah.
I think you're a bit of a Charlotte.
Okay. Why? Break that down for me. I'm not offended, by the way. Charlotte's my favorite.
Because I think you like...
I love her.
You think through stuff. Mm-hmm. You're even-handed. You like to be along for the ride, but you know when to, like, you know your boundaries really well.
Sure.
You know? But Nicole's right. More of a Samantha.
I'm going to have a non-binary child 20 years from now, probably.
I think if you have a kid, they'll probably be non-binary.
Jesus Christ. That's so mean.
Just because they're going to be like... My mom is trans. What does that mean for me? Maybe they'll not be non-binary forever, but they'll explore it.
I don't think I would tell my kid I'm trans.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to.
Is that fucked up?
To not tell your kid you're trans?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be easy to keep that information a secret?
Yeah, I mean, the pussy would feel right, so... I can't imagine it would be all that difficult, you know?
I think someone...
At least until they start having sex with other people.
I think someone would let the cat out of the bag. I mean, just like, what if they Google you?
I wouldn't let my child use the computer, obviously. Why would they need to be Googling things? I know everything they need to know.
Which is that you're a cis woman... And that they are very naughty.
Yes. My child would not have unrestricted computer time.
Yeah, but
if my child needs to learn something, they can look it up on the abacus.
You can look stuff up on the abacus? You could just like...
If you use it correctly, the abacus can tell you all sorts of information.
Okay.
It was the original computer. The abacus was the original
computer. Yeah, it was the original computer, but like... There's a lot of computers that can't, like, run Fallout 4 or whatever.
Well, an abacus can run Fallout 4 if you use it correctly. If you know how to use it.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can.
What do you mean by that? Like, metaphorically?
No.
Like, mathematically?
I don't understand.
Can you hook it up to computers a screen?
Computers are zeros and ones.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So. An abacus has way more numbers than zero and one. Abacus can do any number.
So you're saying that an abacus is more advanced than modern computing?
Most abacuses are, yes. Mm-hmm.
Except for an abacus that only had one little thing.
If an abacus only had one bead, then it would be simpler than a modern computer, yes. But in the hands of the right person, an abacus can easily perform way more complex tasks than a modern computer can. I record the podcast on an abacus.
Oh, really? You're recording it on an abacus right now?
I'm using an abacus right now.
So you have it connected to the to your microphone? The microphone is connected to it?
Yeah. The microphone is connected to the abacus. The abacus is connected to the Wi-Fi. I don't understand what's so confusing about this.
How much did that cost you?
The abacus?
Yes.
A few bucks. They're cheap. No one knows what they have on their hands.
Do you have like a screen right now? Like, are you hearing me? Or is the abacus just telling you what I'm saying?
I can hear you just fine. I mean, what's the difference really, right?
I'm saying like, when you say hear, do you mean like you're just seeing readouts on the abacus? Or is there an electronic component to the abacus?
No, people really misunderstand how computers work. Right? We've been fed this lie by big tech that we need electricity to make everything work.
Okay.
But in general, that's not actually true.
But like,
right?
But microphones and...
You don't need electricity to work.
And webcams and... Right?
What do you mean? That's not an argument. You're just...
But you do need, like, there's a light on your microphone. Where is that energy coming from?
What do you mean?
There's, like, a little light on your microphone that indicates it's on.
It indicates that it's plugged into the abacus.
Okay, but is the abacus giving it electricity?
No, none of this runs on electricity, right?
What does it run on?
It's simple math, essentially.
It runs on math?
Computers are just math, right? It's essentially a math problem. How to make a computer work. How to make a... You know.
Okay, so, like... Can you watch, like, porno on the abacus?
Well, you can, but I don't. Obviously.
But like, have you just to see how it works?
No, because to me, the abacus itself is erotic. So I don't need to watch pornographic images, right?
Okay. But the abacus can't create images, right? It can just... Like, you would just be... You're saying it's inherently erotic, okay. So you are... It is porn to you.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I'm interested in eroticism beyond watching porn on computers, right? I've seen porn. I used to work at Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah.
They play the videos for you when you get hired. These days, I'm on to bigger things.
I heard they play it before every shift, too. Like, when you get there, you have to watch one.
Yes, it's like a reminder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Brush up. Yeah, yeah. And they do yearly sensitivity trainings where you have to do it for real to practice, which is always a whole thing. Anyways, these days I'm much more interested in the
sensitivity
abacus.
Training?
Yes.
So you have to, you actually get sucked off?
Well, it's more of a desensitivity training.
Do they just see if you get hard or not?
Well, they're trying to desensitize you.
So they get you sucked off so much that you can't get hard no more?
Well, that's essentially the idea, yes. Because, I can't believe we're back to this. If every driver accepts a blowjob in exchange for the pizza, how is corporate going to make money?
Okay, but why does corporate have to, why can't corporate just tell drivers that? Why do they have to, so they're hiring women to suck all of their drivers off so much that they come so hard that they can't get hard no more?
No, Pizza Hut doesn't hire women to suck off their drivers. That would never fly.
Okay, then how does the sensitivity training work? Do the drivers suck each other off?
I mean, sometimes, yes. It's very complicated. I wouldn't ask too many questions about it, Grace.
But I'm going to ask.
Especially on air. Someone from Pizza Hut could be listening.
That's okay. I mean, what are they going to do to me?
Grace. What? I would recommend you just be careful.
Are they
going
to
say,
oh, is it the execs who do it? Is an exec going to come over to my house with a pizza and suck me off so much that I can't get hard no more? What would that solve? Huh? I dare the CEO of Pizza Hut to come over to my house with a large stuffed crust pepperoni pizza and a double order of breadsticks and a big thing of Mountain Dew and suck me off so much they can't get me hard no more. I dare them. I dare them to do
Grace, be careful because you will not be the last person whose bluff they call. Okay?
So, yeah, but like, again, like if they actually called my bluff and showed up, how would that be a bad thing for me?
Grace, there's so much you don't understand about this world. Sometimes I just don't know how to help you.
But tell me how it would be bad.
How it would be bad if you got sucked off so hard you could never get hard again?
Well, I couldn't not ever get hard again. It would just
tell
be...
you how that would be bad? Grace, you don't see how that would be bad?
I mean, they couldn't actually do it, so it would maybe be like a day or two.
Okay, well, now you just are seeming a little full of yourself.
Or I could get like a Viagra or something.
No,
honestly,
Grace.
I have a hard time getting hard already, so.
So it sounds like it wouldn't take very much to kind of squash it once and for all.
Yeah, but
so
a
maybe
pizza,
be careful.
Some Mountain Dew and a blowjob sounds good to me tonight.
Yeah, but what if it was the last blowjob you ever received?
That's okay. I got some rope. I can end it. It's not a big deal.
If you knew you were never going to have sex again for the remainder of your days, would you kill yourself?
No, I think I'd go to Japan. And I would kill myself.
Oh, and then you'd go to Japan first.
Yeah, well, I've never been to Japan.
So you'd like to go to Japan first.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Japan, and then I would kill myself.
Wow. Really?
If I knew I was never, ever going to be able to calm again?
Yeah. Or have sex. Not just not come ever again, but you're never going to have sex ever again.
Even like with like jacking off?
Yeah.
Even jacking off?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
in this scenario, you have a terminal illness that makes your genitals completely smooth.
Oh, I gotta feed my orchid.
You have to feed your orchid right now? We have 4 minutes left of the show.
I did it. I already did it. It took 1 second, but you had to complain. They had to dive to it. Okay. If I knew I was never going to be able to... Was I going to die soon, too, you're saying?
No. You have a... Well, I did say you have a terminal illness. You actually have a terminal illness, but what's terminal about it is not death. What's terminal is your genitals are disappearing and becoming completely smooth, and no one will ever have sex with you again. It's a social illness, too. You're socially ill, and it's terminal and physical.
Would I have sex again?
What?
Would I have sex again?
No, never. No one will. It's a social illness, too.
So, would I get to, like, eat pussy?
No. No one will ever let you again. As part of the illness. You emit pheromones that make no one ever horny for you ever again. So it's actually not a social illness. I hadn't quite figured out the full lore of it yet, but now I have. It's actually just a physical illness, and you actually emit pheromones that turn people off. And your genitals are completely smooth.
And my genitals are completely smooth.
You get horny, but you can't come, ever.
And I get There's horny, no but way. I do get horny?
Yes. It's natural. That's in the brain. So is coming, fuck. I guess, but in this scenario, no. You can't do that.
My pheromones are gross. Nobody wants to have sex with me. I know I'm never going to have sex again. Okay, this is what I do. I drive out to Point Doom, which is where they CGI'd Tony Stark's house onto in Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2 and the first part of Iron Man 3.
Didn't know that.
And I write in the sand. So maybe someone will see this note, maybe someone won't. And I write, isn't it crazy what dreams can make? And then I jump off. And people are like, wow. It's like a crazy parallel to when Iron Man's house is exploded. Except that she exploded her body. So people will finally accept me as a literary genius.
Wow. Grace, that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's moving.
So I guess what I'm saying is, yes, I would kill myself.
Okay, great. Glad we established that. On that note, what's coming up? This Thursday in Portland, there's a show.
This Thursday
at the Crystal Ballroom.
There's a show at the Crystal Ballroom.
That you have to go to.
It's our only show in Portland for many months. Maybe
please come.
Maybe the rest of the year. We'll see.
We'll be doing some stuff that no one in Portland has ever seen before.
Yes, we're doing a new bit I believe we've only done in LA. So
yes, that we've been working on.
But that we're really excited about, that we're flushing out. And so you get to see a work in progress, cool bit. And we're also with Steve Agee, and from the film Suicide Powers, or Suicide Squad. And we've also got Ruby Setnick, Sean Patton, funny guy. Natalie Palomides, and the cast of Skins Season 2.
Yep, it's going to be good. I'm especially excited about the cast of Skins Season 2. Mm-hmm. They're going to be performing stand-up and sketch
together about how you shouldn't do drugs. And I'm going to be sucking Nicholas Holt off live on stage.
I don't know why you picked one of the guys.
Can't get hard no more.
They asked you, they said you could do sexual stuff to any one of them, and you said Nicholas Holt.
Yes. Okay. If I could pick someone from any Skins cast to do sex stuff to, it would be Nicholas Holt.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I'm not really a huge Skins fan, though, so maybe that's the only name I could pull out of my ass.
Oh, you just said that because that's the only name you could think of. Okay, well, what else is coming up? We have Pride Show Gay Aid June 1st in New York.
And we're get about to announce online June 22nd show in LA.
Yeah, we'll probably announce it this week. Anyways, okay, bye.